Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Let me just clean one thing up for you Jet fans that are excited that Dante Moore is not going to be in the NFL draft as I am. I made a comment about Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson that he had originally declared for the draft. And I saw somewhere this morning, and this is my mistake, I own it, that he had undeclared for the draft because Miami had offered him $6.5 million for next year to be their starting quarterback, replacing Carson Beck. Miami confirmed that offer.
Okay.
$6.5 million for Ty Simpson to be their starting quarterback. Tennessee offered him $4 million, and Ole Miss offered him somewhere in between the Tennessee offer and the Miami offer, okay?
Okay.
Now, just for comparison's sake, and as you know, comparison is the thief of joy, Carson Beck made $4 million this year for Miami, mm-hmm. and he got him in a championship game, so for them, money well spent, right? Ty Simpson has not undeclared. Ty Simpson is going pro.
Mm-hmm.
So Ty Simpson, on most draft boards, now that Dante Moore is staying in Oregon, is now thought of as the best quarterback in this draft, and it looks like he might be the only quarterback that's worthy of a first-round grade.
Yeah,
doesn't mean he'll be the only quarterback taken in the first round, mm-hmm. but I want to clear that up. That's my mistake.
Yep,
I apologize. I like to correct mistakes when I make them. I make them every now and then, not frequently, but Ty Simpson is indeed going pro. Now, if I'm Ty Simpson and I have a chance to be maybe the only first-round quarterback taken, meaning what, 40, 50 million bucks? Hard to say no to that. But if I can make $6.5 million and be the Miami Hurricanes starting quarterback for 1 year, I think I'm doing that. I think I'm doing that.
With a really good head coach. So much.
I know. That's it. Look, if you have $50 million over here,
right,
guaranteed, and only $6.5 million over there, obviously $50 million is a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
But theoretically, you'd get that next year, unless you think all the other quarterbacks coming out are as good or better than you, that you're not going to be the first quarterback taken. Then you take the money now while you can get it.
Right.
That makes sense as we talk it out.
I mean, that's the thought process. The thought process.
So Ty Simpson could be the Jet quarterback.
Where am I? Absolutely could.
Sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I would just revise what I said. I'm getting either him or Chambliss in the draft somewhere.
And he'll be graded higher than Chambliss just because Chambliss has only had, what, 10 games at the Division I level.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he looked great and showed that he's a gamer. But as a fair comment, like, he was a D2 quarterback prior to this year, right?
Yep.
Not that that's held against him, but that's the reality.
It's tool set at this point, right? Yeah. That's how so many of these teams view their draft board and view quarterbacks. But I would just tell you, if the Jets love a quarterback, if they love him, I'm drafting him second. I'm not messing around. Now, I don't know if they're going to love him or not. But if they believe in a quarterback at all, you draft him second.
So Ty Simpson's going to be a Jet.
If that's what I would do. Or I would make sure I get one of those two guys. I would trade back into the first round and make sure I get one of those two and bring in a bridge quarterback. But I am not leaving this draft. I'm not leaving the first two rounds without a quarterback.
Here's Andrew in Piscataway. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Craig. I know I'm a little late with your congratulations.
Okay.
I called it one day to get through. So I want to say I'm glad you're on the air.
Thanks.
I got a few things I'd like to talk about, sure, if you don't mind.
What do you
after got? After I survived triple hitting on Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
A couple years ago.
Okay.
Well,
congratulations.
You were on vacation and I was on vacation. I would have traded places with you any day.
Now, trust me, I hear you. And you're a survivor, and I'm glad that you're still here. What do you got?
We beat that bitch. Anyway.
Congratulations. I lost my father to the same things.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All these players that go for the money, I mean, I don't know. Is New York toxic? Shaquan goes to Philadelphia, wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, almost gets in the playoffs a little bit. But he got old that day. And Alonzo, I kind of liked him, but then he goes to Baltimore for the money.
Yeah, I don't think New York is toxic. And I'm happy for you, Andrew, in your recovery and beating cancer. Good for you, and glad to have you here still. I don't buy that New York is toxic. I think we just have to be living in a time where New York sports is not number one. You know, we're not. And, you know, we do this thing. It's kind of like a rite of passage in New York Sports Talk Radio, where right around your January, your 10th or 15th, every show at some level does some version of which local team has the best shot of winning the next championship. And it's kind of lazy, but we all do it, right? Because we have so many teams here. And for the first time in a long time, the Knicks is the answer.
Yeah.
Obviously, just based chronologically when their season ends. Number two is still going to be the New York Yankees. I think we'd all agree on that. Mm-hmm. But the reality, and I said this, I think, on our very first show, is that even though we view New York as the greatest sports town in America, we haven't been for a very long time. And that's just a sad reality. I don't think we're toxic. I think that we've just done collectively, whether it's the owners, the general managers, the managers or coaches, the players, we are just in a rut. Like, this is the worst run of football we've had in the history of the sport,
mm-hmm,
with the Jets and the Giants. If you go back, I think I saw the stat to 2012. It might be 13, so, you know, don't hold me accountable on that. From 2000, let's just say 13. It's an easier point to make. From 2013 through 2025, NFL overall record in that 12-year time span, either the Jets or the Giants have the cumulatively worst record. And it goes back and forth. There's nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Panthers, not the Jaguars, not the Texans, not the Titans.
Not the
Over
Browns.
A 12-year span, either the Jets or the Giants, nobody else has the worst cumulative record in a 12-year span. That has never happened in the history of football in New York. Period. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a hockey guy. You could speak more eloquently about that. You know, so I don't know how good or bad hockey's been.
Mm-hmm.
I know no one's had a trophy here in a long time,
yeah,
since 94, unless the Devils won one that I didn't care about.
Have. They've won more recently.
They're still playing hockey?
They're still playing hockey.
All right, so the Devils,
after a great start, they have a disappointing
season. All right, so whatever. The Devils, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that to Keith McPherson and Frank the Tank. They can tell me about Devils hockey. All good. Right, baseball, we know that story all too well. 2009, right?
Yep.
It has been arguably the worst two decades of professional sports in the history of this great city of ours.
It certainly has been.
Yeah.
It's the Giants, 2011. That's the last time any of the four major sporting teams won a championship.
Which is now 14 years, and we have more teams than any city on the planet.
Yep.
And we haven't had a single title in 14 years. That's effed up.
It is. It's terrible.
Right.
It's hard to fathom.
But I don't think it's toxic. It's just bad playing.
Yeah.
And
mistakes.
Yeah.
And bad hires.
Yeah. And cheating in Houston.
And cheating.
I'll give you that. Cheating in Houston.
All right, thanks, Brian Cashman. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball in game five.
We don't talk about that here.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
We don't talk about that
here. I didn't know the rules.
Well, those are the rules.
Okay, let me write that one down.
Yeah.
Is that rule number one?
Rule number one.
Rule number one.
2004 World Series game five, fifth inning. We do not discuss it.
24, not 2000.
What'd I say?
You said 2004.
I'm sorry, 2024.
I got you, 2024.
24 World Series against the Dodgers.
Rule number one.
Game five, World Series.
Here's a lazy low fly ball to center. Judge has it. He's got a beat on it, no problem. Oh, my God, he dropped it. Oh, that sucked. That took the wind right out of your sails, boy. Mine too is a Yankee fan. I was distraught over that one, boy. Oh, yeah.
You have no idea
I lost sleep on that.
You have no idea.
Were you at the game?
No, I was in my living room.
Alone?
No, I wish I were alone. My wife wouldn't have to see that.
Father-in-law?
Just me and my wife. I practically ripped my shirt off like Hulk Hogan style. I was so mad.
At the moment?
Yeah.
Or just once they lost?
I think it was the double that ended up tying the game. They blew the lead, could not believe it.
That's
could not
awesome.
Believe that inning happened.
Yeah, well, you and everybody else watching. Yeah.
And then,
was that the game that I was at when they put me on camera on Fox?
I don't remember. Maybe.
That might have been because that was game five.
Yeah. Were you there with Fat Joe?
Was I there? No, I was home. I watched the Fat Joe game at home.
And then you weren't there.
And I love Fat Joe. I was not there. That's Fat Joe, right?
Yeah.
I blame Fat Joe.
We all did.
Yeah, everyone did.
It was an easy
like
target.
The Dodgers bust out Ice Cube with one of the greatest rap songs of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And Fat Joe out there. And we had no idea what the hell he was singing.
It was bad.
Hey, our new producer, can you do me a favor? Book Fat Joe on the show for next week. Tell him I got to talk to about the Yankees. All right? He's a fan of the station, so that should be easy for you to do.
That was a nightmare. Did you hear when Jerry Seinfeld called me asked me to relive that?
I heard a tape of it. I didn't hear it live, but you must have replayed it or someone played it.
Yeah, probably.
So I heard a tape
of it. Yeah. We were talking about the I was talking about the Emirates Cup.
NBA
thing and how the courts are just, I can't watch them.
Yeah, it's hard to look at some of them.
And it reminded me of a Jerry Seinfeld episode with the Kenny Rogers lights from the restaurant.
You the neon lights it. From the chicken.
Right, so me and Vincent Von Vincent were arguing about it because he was knocking Seinfeld and Jerry called in.
Nice.
And we were talking, having a nice conversation that out of nowhere. He goes, "You're a Yankee fan?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Tell me about the fifth inning." I just
beautiful.
Tell me what that was like.
Well played, Jerry.
Like, oh my God.
I've not spoken to Jerry in a while. He and I had a falling out.
I know, I've heard. Well, I hope it's okay. I took his call.
No, of course. By the way, even though we had a falling out, I still love Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He had a falling out because he told me I didn't know how to be a celebrity and be friends with celebrities.
Yeah.
And it was a weird thing. Then I got him a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue engraved. And he was like, "Why would you ever send me that?" I'm like, "I don't know, because it's thoughtful."
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a falling out.
Yeah.
He said I should have sent him bagels and lox instead. I'm like, "I didn't know. I thought whiskey, everybody likes whiskey."
I don't know, but he loved drinking my tears last year.
I'm sure
year.
He did.
Yes, he
I
did.
I still have great respect and love Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Jerry used to send me in the mail. It's one of the great things I've ever received. He sent me old CDs of Abbott and Costello bits.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, you know, from one master of the craft to another.
Wow.
It was awesome that he sent it because he liked the way I handled phone calls and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But my ringtone for a year, Steve Summers once said to Jerry Seinfeld on the air, as one of the great comics of all time, who do you find funny? Which is a great question.
Yeah.
Right? And Jerry Seinfeld said, Craig Carton.
Yeah.
And that was my ringtone for a year. And then he told me I didn't know how to be friends with celebrities because he was performing at Foxwoods.
Right.
And I went up with like four other couples, or three other couples, there's eight of us. And we're in great seats and all that. And I talked about it on the air the next day. Like, Jerry was staring at me the whole show. It was kind of awkward. But the story I didn't tell that he then told was, he told Foxwoods, they knew I was there, to invite me back to his green room before the show and to bring my friends. And I said, no, thank you. And he was turned off by the fact that I said no.
Yeah.
And I said, I did it out of respect. Like, I know what it's like. You don't talk to random people before you go and do your thing. I thought I was being a good friend by not bringing seven strangers with me. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, I love you. I love Seinfeld. You know, And he goes,
The contest episode.
Yeah, he's like, you could have gotten on the jet with me back home. You could have really built a friendship with me, but you have no idea how to be friends with celebrities, so we're done.
Wow.
And that's the last time I talked to him. Yeah.
Really
I was like, I did you a favor. Seven fewer pictures, seven fewer autographs.
Right.
Like, I don't need to go to the green room. I know you. Like, I don't want to go to the green room.
Right.
Yeah, he's got you moron.
Yeah,
you blew it. That's the last time we talked.
You blew it.
So there you go. I totally blew it, I guess.
Totally blew it with Seinfeld.
I don't know how I'm going to live the rest of my life without having a friendship with one of the top five American comics of all time.
Yeah.
Right? Mount Rushmore?
Oh, I would think.
George Carlin.
I mean, as
Jerry
far as
Seinfeld.
Stand-up, I don't know if I would put him there in stand-up. Overall comedian, because the show is so special.
You probably have to go a generation
stand-up,
to be fair.
I don't know.
Like Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's stand-up, still two of the best stand-ups of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't want to be disrespectful.
I think Chris Rock has to be in the top five with
his
success
think
now.
There's not a Mount Rushmore.
Dave Chappelle has to be in the top five.
Love Chappelle, except for the last two. The last two, I'm a huge fan of Chappelle's. Yeah. I think Chappelle is different than everyone alive today in comedy. Didn't love the last two. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Can't even say I've seen them.
Can't hit home runs all the time. Sometimes you hit doubles. Sometimes you hit singles. There you go. Program director told me that once.
Really?
Stop trying to hit home runs every segment. Singles are good, too. Shut up, moron.
And yet you continue to hit them every single segment.
That's what I do. Andy is in Long Island on the fan. Andy, what's going on, kiddo?
Gentlemen, awesome show. And like Mikey said, I like it. I like it. Go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan. Go Pat, go. Go Pat, go. Buy all of Pat Buchanan's books. Go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go. Go, go, baby. Welcome home, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate that. There you go. Every other host would have hung up on him.
Yeah, you let him sign himself
out. You got to do his thing. Because at some point, he's like, what am I doing? I got to stop.
That's great. The Buchanan Go guy.
Yeah, I love that guy. Sam is in Rockland. Sammy, what's going on, kiddo?
Nothing much. Great show as always.
Thank you. You're
I was talking about the Jets with their number two pick.
Yeah.
I think that they should trade back out of it and build a team. It doesn't help to have a quarterback with no team.
What are you getting for the second pick overall if nobody wants a quarterback at two? You'll get something, are you getting?
So you could for sure get two first-round picks. You could build an O-line, build a D-line, build a team.
By the way, Sam, do you have a nickname? Like, do your buddies call you something other than Sam? Like, do you have no nickname? You're not amongst your friends, like Captain Boring or anything like that? Like, they just call you Sam?
Is that all?
Yep.
All right. It's a solid name. I'm just wondering. You might want to take on the new moniker. Just putting it out there for you.
They call him Sammy Pushback. He never lets anything go, that Sammy. You say something negative to him, he comes right back at you.
Go for it. All right, we take a quick break. 888-808-1019. We'll see what happens with Harbaugh. I assume he's still there. We'll see if we can talk to Connor or Pat next hour. I get a sense of what the latest is on that. Obviously, we'll get to some baseball coming up in just a little bit because the New York Mets lost out on Ranger Suarez, who signs a, 5-year, $130 million deal for the Boston Red Sox. So another pitching prospect, or a big one, that the Mets, people thought the Mets might make a run at. And still no word on Kyle Tucker, but lots of football coming your way as well. As Ty Simpson is in the draft, said no to $6.5 million in Miami, and the New York Jets are essentially on the clock because Mendoza is going to be a Raider. What do the Jets do? And will the Giants wake up tomorrow morning with a new head coach? Lots cooking here on The Fan.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Michael Irvin's got a new podcast I just saw coming out of Netflix. Great name, too. It's called The White House with Michael Irvin. The White House, of course, was famously, the private house in a gated community where the 90s Dallas Cowboys did drugs and had sex with random women and, and partied their faces off.
Yep.
And now he's, I guess, cashing in on the White House experience, rotating co-hosts. Brandon Marshall's going to be a co-host and produce it. And there you go, right?
That's it. Yeah. Back on, back doing sports.
So everybody mad at me for coming back.
The White House.
There you go.
There you go. And he's literally, I mean, he's literally to call it the White House. It's bold.
Yeah. So in the early and mid 90s, the Dallas Cowboys famously pitched in and they bought like a $1 million mansion in a gated community. And inside that mansion, it was co-owned by a bunch of guys on the team. And that's where all the guys would go, whether they had gumads or girlfriends or wanted to party and do drugs without you being in a club, because obviously the Cowboys are very popular. And if you go into a nightclub, everyone's going to say, yo, there goes Michael Irvin.
Right.
So instead they were, I thought it was brilliant, by the way. Like, do a privately.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah, way ahead of their time. So now he's got a podcast starting on January 19th called The White House. Genius. Genius.
Genius. Maybe he'll win a Golden Globe. They just had the podcast. They just
It's a bull. It's a BS thing.
You think Amy Poehler didn't deserve it? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, that she didn't deserve it. The only way to be a nominee for the podcast of the year in the Golden Globes, you got to write a big check.
Really?
Yes. Oh, well, so the majority of the very popular podcasts out there told the Golden Globes we're not writing a check to win an award.
Right.
And obviously Amy Poehler was like, I'll write the check, or someone representing her wrote the check. Mm-hmm. But that was a big, it was a big scandal that the only way to be eligible to be the podcast of the year was to actually pay them. Yeah, it wasn't based on merit.
That's garbage.
Because obviously if it's based on merit, Joe Rogan wins.
Right.
Right? Biggest audience, most influence.
Well,
he,
not
that you have to love Joe Rogan, but if you're going to do it for the first time ever, like Joe Rogan's got to win
first
the first
time
one.
Ever, I get it. Yeah.
Right? And you can talk about
the most successful movies don't necessarily win Oscars.
No, that's true. Yeah. But if you're going to give an award out for a podcast, like, doesn't the first award have to go to him?
You would think.
Now, if you want to give it, this is going to be a little convoluted, to Tom Green, I'm okay with that.
I was just
going to say Green
that.
Yeah. Is the one that quite publicly came up with the concept for podcasts. And Joe Rogan, who is an actor, comedic actor, on News Radio, was a guest. And Tom Green said to him, I've got this crazy idea. I think you'd be great to do it.
Yeah.
And he did it.
That video, and I've seen it, that video of him sitting there as the guest, and he's just enamored. He's like, so, like, he had a beer in his hand. He's like, so I'm just going to sit here. We're going to talk. And, like, you can see it in his face, and he says, we got to find a way to make money on this.
And you found a way.
And he found a way.
So, yeah, so that was the deal with that.
Yeah.
You had it right. And, by the way, it wasn't, like, $100. It was, like, a six-figure check you had it right.
Oh, my God.
Just to be considered. So you have to figure...
Well, I feel completely different about it now.
Not that Amy Poehler doesn't do a good podcast.
No, sure
I mean, I've never
does.
Heard it, but I think she's a very funny comedian.
I've seen clips. Yeah. I haven't listened to it.
So there you go.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, you know, the Marconi's the same thing.
You have to write a check? I thought you just
you have to self-nominate.
You have to self-nominate.
Like, it sounds like they go around the country saying, all right, what's the best radio show in a major market?
Mm-hmm.
The only way to get a Marconi is for your program director to nominate you for a Marconi.
Right.
So I told the program director, we should be nominated for a Marconi next year. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, sir. And I said, you don't have to call me sir, but
sounds great.
Appreciate the respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been nominated twice. Never won.
Never won.
Nope.
Now, I can imagine back in the day, there was only one, as you said,
Only one show per station.
Feels like there might have been some sort of like friction.
So there was an agreement.
Oh, there was an agreement.
There was an agreement that we had with Mark Chernoff.
Okay.
That every year he rotated me and Boomer, Francesa.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Boomer, Francesa. Mm-hmm. And in the 10-year run of me and Boomer, I think Mike did win one.
I think he did.
At one point. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when he won it or if he and Chris won it together. I think they won it.
Because
I don't think he won it while we were doing mornings.
Yeah,
you
I don't
can
know.
Fact check
yeah,
that.
I don't want to look on my phone and get scolded.
Thank you. In any event, we had a deal with Chernoff that we would rotate one year after the other. And he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got nominated once. I think Mike and Chris won it once. I know he has a Marconi. Yes. I'm not sure if it was solo Mike or Mike and Chris.
Yeah.
And I got nominated once at 101.5. Never won it, though.
Mm.
But you're going to win
we're
it.
We're going to work? Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
We're going to
bring it here.
I can already guarantee that we're being nominated.
Okay.
Because I already told the program director we're being nominated.
Are we going to have a rotation or just us?
No,
every
just
year?
Us until we win.
Every
it.
Year until we
yeah.
win.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Just bum rushing.
Yeah, every spring you have to nominate. So that's how it's going to go.
Up then.
Or else I wouldn't have come back.
Right.
That's part of my contract.
Mm-hmm.
You have to nominate me every single year for a Marconi. Here is Sonny in Malvern on the fan. Sonny, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. A couple things with the Jets and Simpson. Number one, listen, the Jets have to pick a franchise quarterback. Listen, what draws Harbaugh to the Giants is the number one reason is, you know, obviously they have a quarterback.
Sure.
So you have to have a quarterback to get a great coach in here. Number two, my son just graduated 2 weeks ago from the University of Alabama.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I saw every Alabama game. I was in person to see Ty Simpson. He is a great quarterback. He lost the first games of Florida State. He then proceeded to win 9 straight games, and 5 of those games were against top 5 teams. He hurt his back, maybe 5 games left in the season. So he was playing with a hurt back and no running game. He has great pre-snap reads. He can make every throw.
Look, Sonny, I totally appreciate that. Thank you for the call. I don't think any of us need to be sold on him.
Yeah.
Like we've seen, Alabama's on national TV every week. We've seen a lot of Ty Simpson, which is why Miami offered him $6.5 million to go into the portal and go play football for them for a year. You don't have to sell me on Ty Simpson. My only reticence with Ty Simpson and even Dante Moore prior to the Indiana game is, are we picking one of those guys? Now, Dante Moore is no longer involved because he's going back to Oregon. Are we going to pick Ty Simpson because we think he's going to be a great NFL quarterback? Or are we picking Ty Simpson because he's just the best quarterback this year? That would not be the right reason to take him. So, again, I don't know what the Jets feel about him at all. I am high on Chambliss, obviously, out of Ole Miss, who is suing the NCAA for one more year of eligibility. So he's not yet in or declared for the NFL draft. But the New York Jets have a big decision to make. Because if you're not taking a quarterback at 2, is there a franchise-changing player that you and I don't know about at 2? An edge rusher, a left tackle, that type of guy that's going to change your franchise overnight. Like when the Detroit Lions got Penei Sewell, that was a transformative draft because you have now a guy that for the next 10 years is going to protect your quarterback's ass.
Yep.
And that's why they took him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that guy exists in this draft. I'm not a draft Nick.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the quarterbacks, and maybe that's where my quote-unquote expertise ends.
Yeah.
But the New York Jets are not getting a guaranteed pick at 2 that's going to be their franchise quarterback, in my opinion, for the next 10 years. It is not.
I know, but you can't afford to keep passing on quarterbacks.
I know.
Like, you have to take a chance. And you know what? If it fails, you have 3 picks next year. Do it again next year.
I just
when you're an organization and you don't, and I don't buy this, well, build the team first. Like, you know, you have no idea. C.J. Stroud immediately took the Texans from the worst team in the NFL to the playoffs. Jaden Daniels. Now, I took the Commanders from right there at the dregs of the NFL with the Giants to the NFC Championship game. Are any of these quarterbacks either of those two? I don't know.
I don't know.
C.J. Stroud didn't look so great the other night, to be totally honest
with you. No, by the way, he was terrible.
If that was a championship game, you'd be saying right now, you can't draft C.J. Stroud.
He was awful
in that game.
Yep.
Like, you know, 100%. It is what it is. And for me, if you're a franchise, you don't have a quarterback, you have to bring in a young quarterback and begin that process and see if you can find something, because that is what changes organizations.
Yep.
That's what changes organizations. Because you could say anything. You just said Sewell, right? Andrew Thomas...
Yeah.
Is as good a left tackle as you could find.
He doesn't play enough.
Right.
But yes.
But I mean, they were right on him. Has it changed anything?
No.
Abdul Carter, as big a defensive prospect as you could possibly ask for.
That's
did he change anything? Like,
nope.
You know, there's only one position that changes your franchise. There's one. That's it.
By the way, I don't argue that at all.
Yeah.
It's the old saying, if you don't have a quarterback, you need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
If you don't have a closer, you need a closer. Right?
Right.
If you don't have a point guard, you need a point guard.
Right.
Right now, the New York Jets don't have a quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean you go pick it two just because he's the best guy in the draft.
Right. Because no, you got to have some conviction that he could be the guy.
I always view it as, if you're a top 10 pick in the NFL, and this should really be for every sport other than baseball, because baseball, it's a little bit different. If you're a top 10 pick, you better be a game-changing dude. You better be an NBA all-rookie guy.
Mm-hmm.
You better be all-rookie offensive or defensive player.
Yep.
You better be a difference maker. That pick has to be special. And the New York Jets have the opportunity to get a guy that's special. That's all. The Giants have a quarterback.
That's it.
We don't have one.
Nope.
Because we had to beat Atlanta.
And that's why they're getting John Harbaugh. Like, that's why they're getting him.
Because,
they have the quarterback.
100%.
That's it.
100%.
If you want Mike Tomlin next year, you better have some sort of vision of the quarterback or a place to get one.
I don't disagree. That's where I would sign up for Malik Willis for a year, go to a quarterback-heavy draft next year, get rid of Aaron Glenn, get me Mike Tomlin. I'll embarrass myself to what you guys have with John Harbaugh.
Right.
I'll make videos for him. I'll buy him garden popcorn. I'll whatever he wants. I'm his Huckleberry.
Yep.
I'll carry his bags from the airport. I need Mike Tomlin a year from now to be my guy.
Yep.
And I'm all about that.
That's the plan.
Yep.
That's then the plan. Find
Tomlin
a quarterback
and
get the
Harbaugh
coach.
In New York.
That's awesome.
Which one of those rivals gets their team to the promised land first?
And I believe they play next year.
Do they?
I'm 27 next
year. So that'd be the first year that they're both there?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Because they respect one another. But that's a 20-year rivalry those guys have.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's redo it.
Let's do
Bring it back.
That would be the best thing the city's... We talked about the last 15 years of the state of football here. That would be... Can you imagine those two guys?
It'd be great.
Bringing that rivalry to here
It'd
between
be great.
These two teams?
By the way, I'm going to say something I never thought I'd say.
Really?
And you can hold me to it. If Mike Tomlin's willing to be the New York Jets head coach, and I want to find that out now, I'm willing to go 0-17. I'm willing to do it.
If you knew it would,
I'm a lock to get Tomlin, I'm willing right now, and I'll do you one better. Okay. I am willing right now today. I'm going to embarrass myself the way you did the last couple of days with Harbaugh and the Giants. That way, we're in the same boat, okay?
Mr. H.
There you go. Thank you. I am willing today to buy season tickets to an 0-17 season. How about that?
Wow.
I will give you a full financial commitment to two season tickets. I'd rather just get one, but that's weird.
No,
right?
Because you wanted the whole point is to see Tomlin in the next year.
Two season tickets.
Yeah.
0-17 if I get Mike Tomlin locked in.
I think if you knew it, I think most people would. I don't think that's that crazy.
How could you not?
Yeah, how could you not?
Because then
you
I get
don't
the first
really
pick in the draft
next year.
I get the best quarterback coming out, whoever that guy might be.
Yep.
And I get Mike Tomlin.
That's the perfect situation.
0-17. I'm locked in.
The Jets should be tanking. But they're not going to because you can't go into the season.
Can't start that way.
Hoping your coach fails.
Halloween again.
There's got to be hope that you found your next head coach for the next 12 years. Otherwise, why keep him? Like, why keep him?
I don't think he's my coach for the next 12 years.
You have to kind of hope that, don't you?
Look, I have no choice. He's going to be here next year.
Right.
He's my coach for two years.
That's the best case scenario. Best case scenario is that they have the number one pick next year.
Yep.
All the cap space, all the draft picks, three number one picks, including the first overall, with Mike Tomlin coming out of
his playoff team year one.
1 year sabbatical.
We become a playoff team in year one. If we get the quarterback right at one,
we're now playoff. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So I'm signing up for that. Here, hey, do me a favor, unnamed producer, call the Jet ticket office. Tell them I'm going to make a deal. I'll buy two tickets. They guarantee me 0-17 and Mike Tomlin. And we can make a deal on that right now. And you can even raise ticket prices. I'm good.
Doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
50-yard line?
I don't need seats that good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What kind of seats?
I don't need the unlimited buffet.
But here's the thing.
I'll eat in the parking lot.
But you have to go to every game.
No, I'm not going.
No, you have to go.
I'm just buying the tickets. I ain't going.
You have to sit there and watch.
No, I can't do that.
Every Sunday.
No, that's not on the table. No. I give the tickets away to charity or something.
No. So you can write it off? No.
No write-off. I just give the tickets to other people who will go. I'm not going. Please.
No, you have to go. That's the whole
point. No, I go to one game a year. Pig spanking. That's it. I don't go to two games.
I go to one game. You have to go to at least four games.
Including preseason?
No. Four regular season
games. Can I count preseason?
No.
August. It's nice out.
No.
Fun. I got to go to how many?
Four regular season
games. One per month? I'm not going in December.
Half the season.
December's off the table.
No, you have to go in December.
Non-starter.
Why?
Non-starter. Not sitting there in 20-degree weather watching an 0-15 team play football. Do you mind?
You just that's the deal you just
made. I just bought a new TV. I got a 22-inch TV.
You just signed, but that's the whole point of the deal is the season ticket. No, you go.
I'm going to buy the ticket. Someone's going
to
go.
Well, that's, then just donate money to charity in their name.
I have a beautiful Samsung 22-inch television set.
No, but forget it. It's a Fugazi thing. Just say you will donate a certain number to a charity.
You're probably right. I should probably be full commitment to go.
You have to go.
Are they guaranteeing me Tomlin and 0-17?
Yes, 0-17, Tomlin, but you have
to
go.
Can I leave at halftime?
No.
Got to stay.
Four full games.
I'm willing to do my part.
Look at you.
I'm willing to do my part.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll do my part.
I'm glad you've agreed to this nonsensical hypothetical.
Why is it a hypothetical? You're getting Harbaugh. Why can't I get Tomlin?
Because you can't.
0-17, I go to games.
I've been told this a lot. You can't ask the players and the coaches not to coach and play to win.
Got it.
So there's no guarantee they lose all the games.
Well, we have bad coaching and bad players
They might very well lose all the games.
It's a good chance we will. Johnny's in Staten Island on the fan. Johnny, what's going on?
Oh, boy. Thank you for picking up the phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you see the box there. So when John Harbaugh walks in, this man goes to the door, locks it, puts the chains on the door, and tells him, you can't leave now.
Well, let's get it right. Let's get the quote right. Let's get the quote right if we're going to make quotes. Now you just can't leave. That's all. Let's get it right.
I ain't want to put the floor on there. You know what I'm saying? But
I got you. I apologize, John. Yeah. You're breaking up there. But look, yeah, that's the idea. Now you just can't leave.
Now you just can't leave.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm wondering, have we heard anything about whether or not he has left? Or
we're going to get an update. In 30 minutes, we'll have
30 minutes, we'll have Connor Hughes
Yes,
on?
In 30 minutes, my main man from SNY, actually, Connor Hughes, is going to give us the latest update. All right? And by the way, if Pat Leonard's got an update, get it from him, too. I don't care. I like both those guys.
Yep.
All right? It's going to be exciting for you. That's going to be an important phone call for you.
When news hits that he is the New York Giant head coach.
Oh, how do you celebrate?
I don't know.
Pour barbecue sauce on yourself.
No, why not? See, why don't you put barbecue sauce?
Because that's fun.
And you told me baths are dirty.
Now, barbecue sauce baths.
Barbecue sauce baths are okay.
You shouldn't take a regular bath. Grown men don't bathe. But you pour a nice nice bottle of KC Masterpiece barbecue sauce.
No.
Or a little, or anyone. Pick your favorite one, no matter to me.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How about
I'm going to bathe you in barbecue
little,
sauce.
How about just a little dance?
How about we agree that if they get Harbaugh before midnight. Before midnight?
No.
You have me go to Jets games in December.
Yeah. If they go 0-17, if they guarantee you a coach they can't guarantee you, and an 0-17 season they can't guarantee you. Do you want an 80% chance of something happening for me to douse myself in barbecue sauce?
I'm just saying.
No,
if he signs tonight, tomorrow, I think you agree to take a barbecue sauce bath right here in the studio.
Absolutely not.
You can put on a bathing suit and all that. Yeah.
No,
thanks. You
say
no to
that? Yes, I'm saying no.
Hi,
SNY. Hi, SNY.
You just catch us in a bit of a barbecue bath conversation. But appreciate
I'm gonna
you
be happy.
Here. Yeah.
That's it.
Barbecue sauce. No?
No.
Oh, man, you're not committed.
I am committed.
It doesn't sound like it. I'll get someone to donate gallons of barbecue sauce.
I'm sitting here
and you'll sit here in a Giants one piece and we'll throw barbecue sauce on your head just to celebrate.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a great celebration.
What says celebration more than a barbecue sauce bath?
Nothing.
You said you like taking baths?
I do like to. I don't.
There
but
you go.
I would. Not a barbecue sauce one.
All right, fine. I'll bring in ribs.
That's right.
I'll eat the ribs right off you.
Yeah, I'm sure
like
you
that.
Would.
I would too.
Just lay me flat on the table.
Here's Roy on the fan with the Carton Show and Big Mac. What's going on, Roy?
What's up, Roy?
Hey, guys, make sure Sweet Baby Ray's
Best
barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I love Sweet Baby Ray's, but I was told that it's got some things in it that are not healthy, so I'm off.
But hey, I got a lock for that John Harbaugh is going to be the Giants coach. Donald Trump made an endorsement recently, and supposedly they are good friends.
Who's good friends?
Donald Trump and John Harbaugh.
Well, yeah, I don't know how close they are, but I did see the president tweet a couple days ago that the New York Giants should sign John Harbaugh right away. He, of course, to be fair, has no concept of the process of hiring a head coach or the Rooney Rule or any of that stuff. He just knows that when he owned the New Jersey Generals, he did what he wanted and effectively ruined the USFL.
Pretty much.
If you ever watched a documentary on the USFL. So there you go. But look, if the president of the United States of America, keep politics out of it for a second, please. We're not going down that road. Is hip to the fact that John Harbaugh is a great hire. How do you not hire him?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
there you go.
We all know he's the right hire. We all know it. From the president on down,
exactly
from the
right.
kings to the peons, we all know John Harbaugh is the guy, and it's just a matter of getting it done. And we are going to hear that noise, we are going to hear that sound, and it's going to be a glorious day.
By the way, I am pulling for it. I really am.
It would be a lot of fun around here.
It'd be great, because it would mean that one of the two teams has taken a major step in the right direction.
We want to start winning,
sure.
Craig. We just talked about it. Like all the nonsense, the barbecue sauce baths, all the fun we can have with it and everything. The honest to God truth is, I'd like to have some winning football to talk about.
Would be nice.
I'd like to have some big games around here. I'd like to be talking about fighting for a division, or you know, talking about getting ready for Wild Card Weekend instead of this disaster year in and year out. And that's the one thing, and that's why I know I caught your eye when I said it's not about a Super Bowl. Ultimately, it will be.
Yeah.
Today isn't necessarily about winning a Super Bowl. Today is putting the Giants back on freaking normal footing and being a franchise again.
Who was the guy in SNY a few years ago?
Andy Martino.
Yeah, what did he say again?
He said winning a World Series is not...
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A realistic goal for any baseball team. Yes. We had fun with that one.
And they hired him?
The Mets have hired him.
Well, it makes sense. They don't win World Series.
That's a good point. They have the same opinion.
Yeah. The New York Mets are like, we need to find a guy that agrees with our mantra. And our mantra is, it's not reasonable to have an expectation of winning a World Series.
Right.
And Steve Cohen scoured the land for a guy that believed in that. And they found that guy right here at SNY.
Yep.
Good for him.
Good for him.
I thought he always worked for the Mets, to be honest. I don't know. People say he's a decent book writer, but I've never read it.
Well, I mean, amazingly enough, I have read Cashman, The Yankee Years.
He wrote that?
Yes.
All right. Was it good?
It was a very good book, yeah.
You know,
very interesting.
I think the best baseball book I ever read was the George Steinbrenner book.
By
Madden. Bill Madden.
Oh, Bill Madden, right.
That is, if you want to read, a thralling book, well-written, and the real George Steinbrenner story, that book, it's like 500 pages, though,
mm-hmm.
so you need a lot of time to do it, and it's very small print. That Bill Madden, is he alive still, Bill Madden?
Yes.
He is? Bill Madden.
He's still tweeting out stuff about the Yankees. Yeah.
I hope he hears this. because I'm not an avid reader. When I was away, I read a lot of books, like 50 or 60 books. That Bill Madden book on George Steinbrenner is as good a book that's ever been written.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's not an autobiography because George didn't write it.
Right.
But I guess you call it a biography?
I believe so.
It's not an autobiography?
No, it's a biography.
It's a biography.
And he's a biographer.
Dude, that dude can write his ass off.
Yeah.
That dude is a writer. That dude, I love that book.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you should read. You probably know Bill. Have him send
I mean, I know of him.
He's already made the money from the book. Just have him send you one for free.
Well, I'm an audiobook guy. Love audiobooks.
I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do? They see, audio. This is you're that kind of snob.
Audio.
You know who you are?
You want somebody to read the book to you?
There's two people I can't stand in this world. Two types of people that really bother me.
Okay.
Number one are people who go, well, you didn't really read it. You listened to it. I hate that.
Well, you didn't.
No, same thing. I got like, the.
Go
I got
to the movie.
Story.
You didn't read the book.
No, I know, but I. No, but
did
I
you
got,
read the book, The Outsiders, or go see the movie, The Outsiders?
Did I spend 11 hours listening to it? Then I read the book.
No, you listen to the
book.
It's
the same thing.
It's not even close.
It is the same thing.
No, it's not.
All the same words went into my head.
No, but you didn't say those words to yourself.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry, but who's the other type of person you hate?
People who get on scales with sneakers on. Screw you.
I'm with you on that too.
You are not interested in how much you weigh. If you get on a scale with sneakers on,
you're thin.
Yeah, you don't care. And I'm offended by you. I'm every time when I was a kid, we go to the doctor, and like there's a scale there, and people get on, I'm like, do you know what I have to do to play a football game as an 11-year-old? I have to take off the rib cage. I have to take off everything I can.
Yeah.
The second I'm out of the way, and here comes my father running with like a Knishin bagels because I haven't eaten for 12 hours so that I can play this damn football game.
Yeah.
And there you are just casually getting on a scale with your sneakers
with
on. You have no interest in how much you weigh.
Dude, I take it all off, too.
Yeah.
Shirt, sweatshirt, jacket, phone, keys. I do not want to get out of that because that doctor's scale don't lie.
Yeah. I'll clip my fingernails. Like, I mean, I'll do anything.
So you hate those people?
Hate people who get on scales with sneakers.
I got you.
The worst.
I respect that a great deal.
Yes.
We are one in that regard. Because the doctor scale, as opposed to the digital scale, that doctor scale don't lie.
No.
And you got to move that little bar another 20 pounds to the right.
Worse. No, they go by 50s. They go by 50s. Every click is another 50. And you put sneakers on?
Yeah. I tell you, if I can add a third person to dislike to your list,
okay.
If you want to start creating a master list,
okay.
I can't be friends with you if you don't go sock, sock, shoe, shoe. When you're getting dressed, you can't go sock, shoe, tie it up, and then sock, shoe.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's got to go sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
People do that?
Yeah, they do. I've seen
people
it.
People go sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't live. I can't
be
friends
with
you.
I've never seen anybody do that.
And I'll give you a fourth one for your list.
Okay.
And this has reared its ugly head and put me in a bad spot a few times.
Okay.
It is a mortal sin in my world when I see people eating and they grab the fork with their fist. And they, you're like a caveman or woman. And they got that death grip on the fork.
Yeah.
Arr, And they're cutting it.
Yeah.
And they're holding it with a death grip fist.
Yeah.
If you fist your fork, you cannot be my friend.
No fork you fisting can. Around here.
I'll tell you a quick story.
That's a fair one. I like both, though. I'm totally with you on the sock.
So, Darren Waller, when he was with the Giants, asked me to MC and host his charity event in Jersey City. And I was, of course, 100% worthy cause, right? At the time, Darren Waller was married to that basketball player. What's that girl's, that gal's name? She's like one of the best basketball players of all time.
Kelsey Plum.
Bang, Kelsey Plum.
Right.
Very attractive gal.
Right.
World-class basketball player.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting at the family table. So it's Darren, it's Kelsey Plum, and their parents are there. It's a big charity event. So I was a plus one. So I invited Willie Colon to be my plus one. So Willie and I are sitting there, and they bring dinner to the table. And everyone got steak, right? So Willie and I look up, and Kelsey Plum is fisting her fork while cutting the steak like a cavewoman. It's a pet peeve of mine where I say something.
Wow.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm about to say something, and Willie kicks me to the table. And I go, what do you kick? He goes, I see it too. Don't say anything. Can call Willie up real quick. And I go, I got to say something. He goes, I see it. I know you see it. It's their event. We're here as guests of theirs.
Right, yeah.
Don't say anything. I go, Wills, I got to say something, man.
Yeah.
She's holding her fork with a death grip fist on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very attractive woman.
Yeah.
And, you know, plays basketball, whatever. I'm like, I got to say something. And he goes, if you say something, I'm walking out. Yeah. And because Willie's a lot bigger than me,
yeah.
I was like, I'm like,
what would you say?
Can you not hold your fork with a fist? Come on, man. Nobody ever taught you how to
That's
eat.
It?
Yeah. I hate it. Yeah, ask my kids. My kids know.
Yeah, yeah.
When people come over our house, and if I see someone hold, immediately get away from the table, put the fork down. That's not how you hold a fork. Your father didn't love you. That's it. Your mother didn't love you. They didn't teach you how to hold a fork properly.
Right, yeah.
You go with that index finger on the back of the fork, cut nicely. You don't hold that fork with a fist. Hate that.
I've
so now we've got a good
that.
List
yeah,
going.
I've seen people. Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah,
hate it. Hate it with a passion. Here's Sean and Carmel. New York, Shawnee Bones, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I'm so happy to talk to you. I'm so happy you're back.
Thank you.
All right? It makes my afternoon. I do a lot of driving for work.
Yeah.
But first things first, I'm not a fork fister. I am a sock, shoe, shoe guy.
My guy, pots and pills.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, with the Giants, so much false hope. I grew up with the Giants. Lawrence Taylor used to give me wedgies. All right, I grew up with Peach University, Pleasantville, New York, where the Giants were. My dad was a coach.
Okay,
the Giants are my life.
Can I just back there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gotta stop.
We can't gloss over what you said. Lawrence Taylor used to give you wedgies.
Yes, like, Lawrence Taylor used to give me wedgies, like literally full on, like atomic wedgies, and thought it was funny.
What a great story you have! That's awesome.
Yeah, my father had passed. It's been 4 years tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you go to his house; it's a Giants museum. We have pictures that nobody else has. Like,
I'm sure.
It's unbelievable. But my real concern today, is Greggy. I when you guys started the Evan and Carton show, really Carton show with Evan.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah, some people get the names right, even if it's the same role.
Yeah.
I know that's weird how that works.
I know. But anyway, so we brought you guys American Burrito. Me and Matt.
Yeah,
I remember American Burrito.
I remember that.
You were like, it's a burrito truck. Yeah.
We named it after Robert Sala, one of the burritos. Yeah,
yeah,
I remember.
That's right. The King Sala Burrito.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
So Max, we're good friends. Him and I are wondering, Mr. Chris here, why does he like Chipotle? And he's a local. He's in Warwick. We're having Falls. Why does he not go to American Burrito?
It's a great question. Let the man answer.
Why don't you go to
a local family-owned burrito place and instead talk about eating Chipotle burritos?
Right.
He's upset with your choice of burritos.
I have no memory of talking about Chipotle burritos. I do like Chipotle. There is a place in Warwick that I do get Mexican food, burritos, and tacos at, Taco Hombre. I don't know if that's a chain or a family place, but I don't remember American burritos, but I would gladly eat American burrito.
You don't remember?
No.
American burritos?
No.
They're the big, like, overstuffed burritos? Although Chipotle...
We got this?
Yeah, they brought them in because we named it after Robert Sala when he first got the jet job. Yeah, that was a big thing. And they brought in a bunch of burritos. Some guy drove down from your neck of the woods.
Oh, really?
And brought us American burritos.
I have no memory of that.
Hey, real quick, I can push up right here. My main man, Mr. Willie Colon's on the line. Willie, what's going on, Cookie?
What's up, Willie?
Hi, Willie. How are you? Yes.
Oh, you handsome.
Doing great. So quick, I want to make sure when I tell stories that people don't accuse me of making them up. I want you to tell C-Mac what happened when I was emceeing the Darren Waller charity event. And you were my plus one. There you go. What did Kelsey Plum do with that fork in her steak? Please tell everybody.
Yeah, she stabbed it like a hunter. She put a knife right through that steak. But it wasn't the fork.
Yeah.
It was a fork. But the way, remember how she like jabbed the steak? Like she tried to kill it again.
Yeah.
And then she had that death
grip fist on the fork. And I'm about to say something. Willie kicks me under the table. I'm like, come on. He goes, I see it. Don't say anything.
Yeah, because we were sitting there with Waller's family. And she's trying to be as nice and sweet to us. And she actually jabbed that thing with the ferocity of a Game 7 NBA final. And we both looked at each other like, oh, my God, what a savage.
And then you had to save him from himself because he can't
Willie,
help himself.
I'm telling you, Willie was like, do not say anything. And I'm like, I got to say something because I'm telling you now, if you say something, I'm out.
Right. Yeah, it was a moment in time.
It was a moment in time. How you doing, buddy? Good?
I'm good, bud. How you holding up? You guys sound great.
Thank you. Doing great. And obviously, door's always open. Love to have you swing by any day.
I love it. Anytime we can talk burritos and football, I'm down.
That's it.
You're our guy. I'll hit you on the way home, but best to wifey and family, yeah?
Yes, sir. Keep kicking it.
All right, good talking to you, Willie. Great Willie Colon.
Yep.
Did a lot of work in a fan this summer.
I did like three shows with him.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
In the morning.
Nice.
Great guy.
Nice. Takes me a little bit to wake up.
Willie Colon.
Yeah. Takes him a minute to wake up.
He seemed awake.
A little bit. A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Willie Colon actually, I guess a year ago, not this football season, the previous one,
mm-hmm.
Willie was like my main co-host on FS1 and a dear personal friend. But yeah, save me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine me saying something at the guy's charity event? And they got divorced like 2 weeks later.
And it got ugly, right?
It got ugly,
A little ugly.
He became a rapper, retired from football.
Yeah.
She then said bad stuff about him being a lunatic. He obviously has mental health problems.
Yeah.
It was not a amicable divorce at the time.
No.
And then, dude shows up in Miami, and for 3 weeks, he's the best tight end in football. And John fans are like, wait, what?
I know.
How did that happen?
That just added to the list. Thankfully, that didn't last very long. But you're right. There was like a three-week span where suddenly he was like,
five touchdowns.
He was like the focal point of the offense.
I was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Added to the list of things that don't work out for the Giants.
And by the way, I have to say, the one rap song was not bad.
No, it wasn't terrible.
It was not bad.
That was the one about her, right?
More about how he gets double-teamed in games. It was more about playing football than her.
I remember the one about, like, he's, like, walking on the beach, and it's, like, a whole video of him and, like, this woman.
Well, I think the line he used about her was, if I remember correctly, can't be with the girl that fists her fork.
Yeah, I thought so.
Something like
out for charity. Beating up her state.
Yeah, something like that. Here's Rich on the fan with Big Mac and Carton. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, good. Hey, guys. Listen, I got an idea what the Jets should do for the draft. They should trade back because somebody's got to want somebody that's up there at number two. And the Jets could get two picks in the first round this year and get another one for four picks next year. And they get a quarterback they want. And C-Mac... I like this idea for Murray. If they get Murray, you know he's going to get hurt.
Yes.
And the Jets, like you said, Craig, will go 0-17.
I'm hoping for it.
Then we could get a head coach, but I think that's the best bet.
By the way, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love Murray. It's just that of the three names that caller gave, I felt Murray was the best one. But, look.
By the way, what's Kyler Murray going to get, too? Like, are we paying Kyler Murray $30 million? I'm not. Kyler Murray's not the answer.
I don't think he's going to get that. I don't think he's going to get that anymore.
Like, I think three or four teams, maybe more, are going to take a flyer on Malik Willis after the way he looked in Green Bay this year.
Yeah.
I think he's earned that and deserves that. If we're willing to acknowledge whatever we do is a stopgap, and look, if he turns out to be a great quarterback, great. He's ours, right?
Absolutely.
Franchise him and keep him for another year.
Yep. No,
that's
if he has
on
a great
the table.
Year, he's your guy.
Yeah. So I think, look, I this is offensive to Aaron Glenn, and it should be. Aaron Glenn has not earned the right to have our unadulterated support or love. And he knows that now.
Yeah.
And maybe he learns from year one. A lot of guys do. And they get a year two because year one was a learning year. That being said, Aaron Glenn is on a very short leash for his coaching career in New York. Doesn't mean he won't get a job somewhere else and become a valuable head coach or a great defensive coordinator again. But Aaron Glenn has not earned the benefit of the doubt for us not to make plans for 2 years from now. And that's what we're doing as Jet fans because we know that quarterback draft's going to be great. You know, four, five, six legitimate quarterbacks like the one 2 years ago was, right? Like, where did Bo Nix get picked? 17th, 20th, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that quarterback
six
class.
Six quarterbacks were in the first round of that draft.
That quarterback class is right now on pace to go down as one of the great in NFL history.
Right. Probably not 83, but get close.
I mean, Bo Nix is the number one seed, and I think he was he the last one taken? You got May, who could win the MVP.
Right.
Jaden Daniels took his team to a Super
Rookie of the Year.
He had Rookie of the Year and to a NFC conference championship game. And Williams right now looks like he's turning into one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. That is an absolutely loaded.
Yeah.
Loaded
I mean, the only weak link was Penix, right?
The only weak link was Penix.
Right, which we all predicted because he was 90 and got hurt all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But you're right.
And he had that weird elbow, that picture where it looked like his elbow was
strange.
Six
like
inches
he fists
long.
His fork. He's that kind of guy. that's probably how he heard it.
That's probably
there's a good chance.
Too many
that's
years like this, yeah.
Exactly. Here's Matt in Ridgefield on the fan. Matt, how are you?
Hello, guys. Welcome back, Carr. Love the
Thank
show.
You.
Big Mac, a great job as well. Thank you. Yes. I like the Yankees flavor as well from you, Big Mac. Thank you. But
thank you.
I'm calling, I need a little help here from my main man, Karin. There was a time when you had a great opinion on sporting events and going out to dinner.
Yeah.
I have a problem. This weekend, the Niners are playing. I have a friend's dinner planned. See, the problem is a lot of local people, the Giants haven't been good in a while, so dinners have been planned during playoffs. So there are some other teams in the area.
Yeah.
That are so good.
Yeah.
Fans of teams across the country. So what is your protocol? I'm going to go, phone on the table. I confirm there's a TV in the restaurant at the bar.
Yeah. Well, first
I'm
off,
do the right thing here, you know what I mean?
So first off, what is the event? Like a friend's birthday party or something?
It's our friends in town. Yeah, just, all of our kids and the friends are going out. You know,
all right, so
kids are staying home, but just friends are going out.
I got you. How many couples are we talking about?
I want to say 7-8 couples, maybe.
Okay. So it's very simple.
8 couples.
The ladies hang out together, which they want to do anyway, and do lady stuff. And the guys that are sports fans go to the bar in the restaurant, and you watch the game.
Yeah.
At halftime, you go back to the ladies. You have appetizers. Then you go back to the game. And then after the game, you go have the entree. And it's a 3.5-hour dinner, and everybody's happy. And if there's a guy or two in there that don't love football, well, they can entertain the ladies. Done and done.
Right.
And by the way,
here's
the other thing, a little tip, a little friendly tip. Make sure you bring a phone charger. Because because if your wife gives you a hard time about leaving the table all the time, but she'll tolerate the phone being on the table, make sure that bitch doesn't run out. I should have said that word because I'm not talking about his wife. I apologize. I was referencing the phone. I got a little carried away. I apologize. I wasn't suggesting his wife was going to run out. I should not have said the B word there. That was not, that's on me. I'll eat that one. Strike one on me. I'll take the punishment on that one. I was referring to the phone, not the wife. Sorry.
It was just the way you said it, too. Like, you were perfect. If she's okay with the phone on the table, you don't want that to run out.
I apologize. Now, something happened 2 callers ago that you and I both heard.
Yeah.
And I want to let the guy say his piece, but it was frankly somewhat offensive. All right, let's go back 2 callers and see if you can pick up on what both Big Mac and I heard and had a chuckle about. Go ahead. How you doing, Rich?
Yeah, good. Hey, guys.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I got a nice...
The show's The Carton Show with Big Mac. That's the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks the name of the show is something else. Let's take a listen again. What does the caller think the name of the show is?
Good. Hey, guys. Yeah. Listen,
okay. So, again, not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not at all.
But the name of the show is not The Gay Guys. Okay? The name of the show is, for the moment, The Carton Show with Big Mac.
We workshopped it.
So, one more time.
Hey, gay guys. Okay. Listen,
so, unless I missed a meeting, which is definitely possible, that is not the current name of this show.
No.
Yes. One more time.
Gay guys.
Thank you. you should have them email that to you and say, honey, major change at the station today.
Yeah.
What happened? They renamed the show.
Hey guys.
Remember how you weren't happy my name's not on the show? I argued and we changed it.
Now Craig's name is off the show also.
Yeah.
You know what they're calling us now?
Hey guys.
There you go. Oh, that's great. All right, quick break.
You're 12 years old, and I
Connor love it. Hughes coming up in just a second. 888-808-1019. That's the phone number to join us. It is, what's the name of the show again? We're called the, what is it again?
Gay Guys.
Thank you, also known as The Card Show with Big Mac, right after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.